unassuming adult Haskell we see today? Was it the fluffy world of rugby union that made him the very model of a modern man? To answer these questions, and others like, what percentage of the jokes I come out with over dinner are shit? And why do I spend my time arguing with trolls and trolls' wives on Instagram when I could be having a nice cup of tea and a hobnob with an actual mate in real life? And do I really have the mind of a serial killer? I have taken a trip through the foothills and peaks and the canyons of my life, from the cradle to digging in a quarry in a JCB. Along the way, I've spoken to some of the most important people I know, my mother, my wife, schoolmates, teachers, ex-teammates, ex-coaches, business partners, Kevin the security guard in Waitrose, though he didn't make the cut, in an attempt to make more sense of me. Why the intense shyness in public? Why the almost feminine sensitivity? Why the pathological hatred of confrontation? On reflection, I have to say that most of them had no idea what they were talking about, and at times, I wonder if they weren't in fact recounting the life of someone else entirely, but they gave it a good crack, bless them. To be honest, my publishers wouldn't let me extend the deadline for this book by interviewing some actual Haskell aficionados, or in fact, people who appeared to like me. So join me on an epic adventure of discovery like no other. A Haskovery, if you will. You will laugh, you will weep. You might still think I'm a dickhead at the end of it. Whatever you think, I will keep bouncing back, and most definitely have the last laugh. Chapter 1. I, Dickhead. Paul Doran Jones, best friend and England teammate. Why do people think James is going to be a dickhead? Because he is. Ollie Phillips, Stade Francais teammate. It's true, when people find out I'm mates with Hask, they roll their eyes and say, isn't he a dickhead? And I think some of his Stade Francais teammates thought he was a dickhead at the beginning. Fair enough, to be honest. Hask is an expressive person who wins people over with his brashness and crass wit. Or at least, that's normally his approach in England. But he didn't speak French, apart from rude words. So when he first walked into the change room and some of his teammates started shouting, fucking hell, it's Askel, fucking roast beef, it's the little English gay, he started calling them all wankers and telling them to suck his cock. Soos my beat, as every naughty schoolboy will know. Most people in that situation would be shy and timid, but he went the other way completely. What kind of person walks in on their first day of work in a foreign country and starts abusing his colleagues? James Haskell, that's who. Remember, he'd just left Wasps, his childhood club, and this was the first time he played abroad. He'd taken a big risk by moving to Stade because most people thought it would put his England career in jeopardy. He'd just broken up with his first long-term missus. His life was pretty complicated. But he didn't seem to give a shit. And once his teammates got over the shock of his massive English bloke turning up every morning and slagging them all off, they learned to love him. He won their respect by training hard, being the most professional member of the team, and delivering in games. It was clear that he really wanted the club to do well. And they soon began to see past the brashness and realise that he was actually a really good lad. Soon, if Hass wasn't abusing them, they'd be disappointed. That was part of his charm. Thanks, lads. What a way to start this book off. Two of your best mates confirm what most people suspected, that I'm a bit of a dickhead. But to be fair, I dragged them into this. And as Jules said to Vincent in Pulp Fiction, if my answers frighten you, then should cease asking scary questions. More on my time in France a bit later, but what readers need to know for now is that I've never really fitted in and always been a bit of a wrong'un, at least in some people's eyes. Back in school, I was never particularly popular. I divided opinion, was probably liked and disliked in equal measure. I know what you're thinking, Marmite. I should have that word chiselled into my headstone. Here lies James Marmite Haskell. They loved him or hated him. I describe myself as anti-cool, especially at Wellington College, which I joined when I was 13. I had good friends, but I was never one of those kids who was liked by everyone, from the geeks and the alternative kids to the jocks. Plenty of my current friends were those super cool kids liked by everyone, invited to all the parties. That was certainly not me. Now, I finally know my value and spend time with people who enjoy my company, but when you're at school, it doesn't work like that. You're thrown into the mix and it's sink or swim. I was outspoken, had a sharp tongue, which some people couldn't hack. If someone had a go at me, I never really had the self-restraint not to give it back, whether they were older or younger. That can make things a little difficult for you when you are young. Saying that, some people still can't hack it now. For most of my teenage years, there was nothing cool about me. I don't mean that